Feminism is a scam. A few years ago, I was an angry, blue-haired feminist. I once believed that male privilege was real and that I was a victim of the wage gap. Now that I understand the true motives of feminism, I know that this could not be further from the truth and that modern-day feminism is a war on true masculinity. Before women had the right to vote, most were stay-at-home wives, which meant they weren't working jobs and couldn't be taxed. Our overlords didn't like that. Rockefeller started funding feminist campaigns in media, and as a consequence of the movement, women started entering the workforce and leaving the home. Children would then be separated from their parents and sent to Rockefeller-funded schools to be indoctrinated by the state. All of this ultimately disrupting the family unit at its core. Feminism is defined as the belief in social, economic, and political equality of the sexes. But in the West, I must ask, what rights do men have that women don't? Modern feminists are convincing women that hookup culture, using hormonal birth control, and not shaving is liberation. That toxic masculinity is prevalent and the patriarchy must be dismantled. Through movies and media, we're taught that working for the man, climbing the corporate ladder, and paying tax is more empowering and valuable than raising the next generation. Women have lost touch with our natural loving instincts, and birth rates are plummeting. Men and women are not the same. And by protesting for equality of outcome rather than opportunity, feminists are demonizing and emasculating.
What a great intro. You might have seen our guest, which I'll introduce in a second on the screen. Apparently in Australia, the lockdowns have been so tough. It's now illegal to dance as well. Drinking a coffee is illegal outside, not wearing a mask, and moving your body if you don't have the vaccine is now against the law. Today we're going to be talking about feminism and how it's destroyed women and it's feminized men, which is leading to the destruction of literally the male species. And I have to differentiate now because we used to be complementary and we used to be one species, male and female, and we were partners in life. Now we're competitively against each other. And how do you define a new species? It's when two of them can no longer mate. And humans seem to be having a hard time reproducing. So it's like we are becoming an entirely new type of animal. To talk about this amazing topic, I brought on two lovely and beautiful and intelligent women who are not feminists and whose lives have not been destroyed. In fact, they've taken the opposite approach, done something that I would see crazy. It's like, be mothers, be wives, have farms, get in touch with God. I know, very satanic stuff. Sarah Gonzalez from the News and Why It Matters, and also from the, you have the Beauty by Sarah makeup products, which we love, and your new merch line too, which I love. So I love that hat.
Thank you. So it's a spicy bitch, which was an insult to me, and I just turned it into a brand. So it's at shopsarahg.com.
Yeah, and I think it's so weird though too, because, you know, as we talk about this, we get into the subject, it's like, why do women think, like the girl said, I think her name is Shannon, she's Australian too, by the way, mm-hmm. and she was like, they think not shaving, basically being ugly and not reproducing is power, when like, what is more powerful than raising the next generation? What's more powerful than beauty? Like, to a man's gaze, what is more powerful? Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And I mean, I think that it's very clear when you see who, as she pointed out, who was funding this and why, and who's pushing this, you realize why women, they don't want women to recognize their own power.
That's true. And also we have back on Slightly Offensive, I think for the first time for a full episode, Evelyn Ray from Down Under in Australia. Woo! Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Thank you so much for having me. Apologies for not dancing. I'm not sure if it's an Aussie thing or a personality thing.
But I was going to say what is interesting though, and the reason one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, this one particularly, is because, you know, you've been posting a lot about, you know, getting back in touch with God's nature, like getting back to hard work, to eating clean, to eating pure. You raise chickens, you have a farm, you're out there, you're actually living the life, you know, you're being the housewife, you're doing what God intended you to do. And I'm going to ask you, blink twice if you're miserable, or do you feel like perhaps there's been a lie to women? And like, what is it like actually living, I don't know, like maybe the way God intended us to live?
That was really awkward because I actually needed to blink and I was like, oh no, I can't blink right now. So I had to really hold that in. But no, like, to be honest, I think you would have to be incredibly like willfully blind, spiritually blind, or you're just a liar if you honestly believe that working 9 to 5 for some random man for low wages is better than living on the land and doing sort of what we were always called to do. And, you know, I think I'm a Christian, so my worldview is based off the Bible. If you read Proverbs 31, which is basically a description of what a woman should be, in no way is she weak. In no way is she like chained to the kitchen. She works really hard. She works the land. She manages finances. She forms and raises the souls of children. And there is nothing more strong and beautiful than that image. And it's just completely been hijacked by this idea that we're oppressed. It's really sad.
And we're going to be talking about this, particularly the masculinization of women and the feminization of men, and how this journey has led us into every area of our culture. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. I am like your top 17-ish host. I don't know how many shows we have now, but I'm there. We also always have 4D graphics, which I absolutely love, and it's always a little louder than I expected. You know what I mean? Can I shoot it at you?
No. Hears me every time. Why?
I'm sorry. You got a little green one right there. You got a, yeah. Sorry about that. Before we jump into the show today, one thing that Australians might not know, but Americans love our guns. And you know that ammo is extremely expensive. And also sometimes you have kids and you have excuses and reasons not to get to the range. Don't give up going to the real range, but don't just wait for that to get and improve your ability to shoot your firearm. If there's ever a story that best encapsulated how bad crime has become, it's the one about Starbucks providing baristas with active shooter training because our cities aren't safe anymore. And while the Supreme Court has made it easier for you to conceal carry for protection, it's your responsibility to be properly trained. That's why I endorse iTarget Pro, which is an amazing dry fire system. The system allows you to dry fire practice with your actual firearm, literal, like with your Glock or your AR or whatever beautiful things that God gave us, anytime in the safety and privacy of your own home. No more inconvenient trips to the range, and you will save a ton on practice ammo. Of course, just download the iTarget's proprietary app, load the laser bullet into your firearm, and start your training experience. Improve muscle memory, reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger control, and iTarget Pro comes in all major calibers, including .223, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Right now, save 10% plus free shipping with offer code OFFENSIVE, OFFENSIVE, when you go to itargetpro.com. That's itargetpro.com. That's itargetpro.com. Save 10% plus get free shipping with an effective way to handle your firearm in the safety of your own home and practice. Guys, it's so amazing. Please check it out. And Australians know they shouldn't have given up their guns in the 90s. So we're not. Learn how to actually use it. Let's talk about this. So let's go into the idea of, and I want to bring this in, is that, you know, men have typically been the brunt of all of the attacks currently going on. Like it really hasn't been initially about strengthening women. It was about weakening men so that we were in a position to then where we felt like it was our time was over. The last few thousand years, somehow every civilization from Buddha to Gandhi to Jesus Christ were all incorrect about the way that we should live as people. And that somehow in the 60s, in the middle of our LSD-fueled orgies, at the height of the Vietnam War, we had an enlightenment and God came down and men were supposed to start acting like women and women were supposed to start acting like men. This idea of equity or equality that eventually moved into equity. Equality being that we are equal, equity being that there's the same outcome. And we transitioned into this modern culture where we once cared and worried about things like famines, or we worried about the steel mills shutting down. Now we're upset because air conditioning is sexist. And, you know, we believe that that Kamala Harris is a good vice president because she's black and a woman, or Jean Pierre, the speaker of the White House, is great because she's a lesbian. We've completely lost touch with reality. And part of me begins to think and wonder, when did this begin? Like, when did it actually start to where civilization transformed and changed, to where men were no longer expected to act like men, and where the void that they left, women were expected to fill? Shoes that they can't, by the way.
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. And I would also like to point out, I think that, you know, they talk about toxic masculinity all the time. That's now a thing to believe that masculinity is toxic. And when in fact, it really, like, masculinity inherently is not toxic, because masculinity is not all of the things that they are trying to say that masculine men do, right? But they want to lump it in all together, and they want to say that anytime a man opens a door for you, it's toxic. Anytime a man wants to, you know, maybe, I don't know, get in a fight over a woman, that's toxic. But in reality, they were designed to be these hunters. They were designed to, you know, to provide and take care of their household, not only of their wives, but of their families. And somewhere along the way, the feminist movement started demonizing that. And we were supposed to believe that they aren't supposed to do that, that they're supposed to be submissive to the wife. And now I would like to point out, Elijah, I do think that there is something to the idea that the female taking on the female feminine role of taking care of the children probably is the hardest job that there is. And I do think that there is some respect that goes to that, but that's not what these women are doing. And that's not what these women are suggesting, because they don't want kids to take care of. They just want to go out into the workforce and be equals to men. So, but I just did want to point out, just as the mom here, I do think that it gets lost along the way that being a female, being a mom, taking care of your family is the hardest job that anyone will ever have. Don't even get me started on when you're trying to work full time and take care of your family. But it's something to be respected. And unfortunately, it gets dismissed not only by men in this culture, but mostly by the feminist women who really just want to kill their babies instead.
Evelyn?
Yeah, it's interesting. The way that I would define masculinity is Genesis 2:15, which is exactly what Sarah was sort of implying, in that, you know, masculinity by its inherited nature is to protect mm-hmm. and to provide. That's written in Genesis. And I think what we're seeing now is basically society and culture fighting against the created order and the created purpose. And so you have men and women who are confused. And I think anything that deviates from God's perfect design is going to end in chaos. It's Christ or chaos. That's sort of how you've got to weigh things up. Unfortunately, I actually think that the 60s, like you mentioned, were a really bad period. It was like the sexual revolution. That's when women were sold the lie that, you know, sex with 100 men would be liberating and killing your babies would be liberating. But I actually think this movement, which basically gets men and women to abandon their inherited natures, came long and way before that. I'm trying to get out of the habit of saying modern feminism, because I think feminism from the beginning of time has been rot. Not because I think that there always was equality, because maybe there was a need for some sort of things for women's rights, but from the very beginning with this feminist movement, it had an ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. And there's this incredible documentary put out by Canon Press, which is a church in Moscow, Idaho, in America. And it's called Eve in Exile. And there's these incredible women that basically go through the feminist timeline from A to B, from the beginning to the end. And they go through the motives and the intention. And from the very beginning, it was never about liberating women from oppression. It was always for another gain. And that, you know, can be discussed and gone through what it could be. But putting women in the workforce, who did that benefit the most? It benefited the government. It benefited, you know, like the people who are making the money, taxation, who also, you know, benefited from women having abortions. Sleazy men, they could have sex without consequence. And they convinced women that throughout time that this was all done so that they could have voting rights, which is a load of crap. And so I actually think the whole feminist movement, not just this third wave, has been rot from the get-go. And I think that it is 100 years old, if not more years old, in the making. And I think that we've just incrementally over time been desensitized to these ideas and been sold bit by bit, spoon-fed these little lies to think maybe it was okay to have this feminist movement in the 20s, maybe the 50s, all of these things. But I actually would be happy for the whole thing to be wiped out from the get-go, because I think seeing where we are now as a society, I would rather live in the Stone Age, to be honest, than seeing millions upon millions of babies being aborted every year in the name of women's rights. I mean, women have equality. We've had it for a very, very long time. We're now fighting for special privilege, and it's just embarrassing.
Can you think of anything more inherently like the opposite of being female, being feminine, than telling the female that it is what is empowering to them is to kill their own child, right? Can you think of anything that is just completely the opposite of what it means to be female. And these young females are being indoctrinated into thinking that the way that they can show that they are empowered as a woman, the thing that makes them the most feminine, the most female, is to have the ability to choose whether their child lives or dies. And you look at these women and you can tell just when you look at them, just from their outward appearance, and I don't mean this to be judgmental, I mean this 100% true, they look miserable. Their eyes are dead. They just are miserable. They're angry. They're yelling all the time. And you look at them and you go, you know, if I was living in the complete opposite way that God intended me to live, and I was being sold the idea that the way that I would be empowered is to emasculate men, is to kill my own child that God designed me to actually raise and nurture, I probably would be this upset too, because you keep looking for that one thing that's going to make you whole, that's going to make you complete, but you're putting all of your eggs in the wrong baskets. And so you look at that, the same goes for men, right? I mean, these young men are growing up, they're being taught by whoever it is that's indoctrinating them that, you know, they shouldn't go pick up sticks and put it in, turn it into a gun and, you know, play guns on the playground. They shouldn't be opening doors for women. They shouldn't be trying to protect women. They shouldn't be doing all of these things that inherently they know that their DNA just wills them to do. I mean, you can imagine that that would lead to a very depressed male as well.
Well, it's true. And I think one of the most vital things is that there is this push for men and women to be living outside of their nature. Mm-hmm. And there's a pseudo intellectual named Scott Adams on Twitter. And he's a very interesting person because he wrote this, and I love intellectuals always do this, because I read it on a chart or because I read it in a book, it must be true. Right. But the Bible is not true because it's written by men, but everything else we have, right? My science book that's written by men is for sure true, but the Bible is fairy tales. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, he goes, well, one of the problems with the vaccine is like, you know, everybody who didn't take the vaccine was in the same position as the people who did take it, because we were all just living in fear. Either A, you feared the virus, or B, you feared the vaccine. And I was like, no, for those of us that had, you know, genetic engineering, immunological backgrounds like myself, on one hand, we knew that the mRNA delivery system was not something that was going to be reliable long term. Secondly, there was also people that had common sense and saw that the government coercing people to do something without providing the data and without showing the long term studies was enough to realize, hey, at the very least, I'm not afraid, but I'm going to wait this out. Thank God we did. Right. I'm going to wait this out. And I was like, and there's another half that just sees that history repeats itself. Whenever governments are pushing some mass experimentation, it usually doesn't end in a good way. And I love how he's like, well, you know, I wrote in my book that, you know, it's an intellectual myth that, you know, there's no such thing as history repeating itself. And I go, brother, he goes, it's like pseudoscience. And I'm like, no, actually, the changing of variables, watching patterns, recording results, and then being able to retest and see them repeated is what literal science is. And humans, you can study them. There's an actual discipline called social science, because there's a way of behavioral patterns that we see. When humans live like this, it leads to depression. When humans live like this, it leads to joy. Of course, not all results are replicated. There are always variables that are different. But overall, we see that if you live healthy and you exercise and you take care of yourself, your mood will be higher. You will have more consistent ideas. If you're an alcoholic, you'll be more anxious. There are more problems. You'll have more weight on you. Like, there is an actual way that we can see the world that it works because God designed it. It's a nature. And the intellectuals thinking we appeared from nothing, from dust, stardust, don't understand that nature cannot be refuted. Men cannot be women. Women cannot be men. Women will never be satisfied acting like men, and men will never be satisfied acting like women. I want to bring up this tweet here. It's actually getting to the point now where they are so convinced about keeping us in these messed up gender roles, this new feminist, progressive feminism, this tweet by Hot Toys, this is like, they look at like, there's a lot of talk as She-Hulk came out recently, not just because there's a woman superhero, but because she's a complete bitch. and she's stronger than men. She's better than men. And like I always mentioned, she's better at controlling her anger because she's been catcalled and incompetent men have undermined her in the workplace. However, the real Hulk witnessed a genocide and the love of his life was killed, as if that's not considered difficult, right? What men go through. And it says here that the lack of masculinity in superhero media is what is killing it right now. Men are feminine, they're submissives, and women are bitchy and obnoxious, attempting to convey masculinity. The desire to move away from specific gender roles and actions breaks the whole genre, meaning nothing is sacred, nothing is safe. It's not just wokeness, but feminism has even gotten to the point where they in a fictitious world. It's ironic. They rely on a fiction world to show the way they wish life was, the way they want it to be. Unfortunately, biology and all of human history and the reality of things is just that women are not stronger than men. Mm-hmm. And they can't, are not capable of doing what men can do. And conversely, men can't bear children.
Which is just, it's so sad to me because, you know, we talk about women being spoon-fed this idea that they need to create for themselves equal roles within society to men. And, you know, you look at like the trans movement, as you pointed out, can you think of a more definitive, way of describing the patriarchy than trans women? I mean, these are biological men who are taking over all of women's everything. You see them on the front page of fashion magazines. You see them having their own makeup lines. I mean, you see them taking over, dominating women's sports. They're taking away women's scholarships. You see them dominating all women everywhere. And you're like, okay, I didn't actually believe in the patriarchy, but now I do. It's just that it's them. It's not all of the other things that they told us that it was. It's just that that trans women, or biological men, are the actual patriarchy. I would agree with them there. We do have a patriarchy. It's just that it's the same people screeching that we have a patriarchy.
Evelyn?
Yeah, there's this great book by a guy called Michael Foster called It's Good to Be a Man. And he talks about how from the beginning of time, we've always been a patriarchy. And you've got, like anything good in life, you've got a good version and a bad version. And right now we're being dominated by a bad patriarchy. Mm-hmm. And the patriarchy that is rotten and that is bad is actually being, I guess, put forward by a matriarchy. If you look at the Bible, you've got like a lot of strong women who have stepped up into roles. When have they had to do that? It's been always done as God's judgment. And I'm not a woman hater by any means, but you know, when Deborah had to step up, like it was because her husband was too weak to do so. So she had to do it. And now we're in this society where we are ruled by this evil patriarchy, which is the matriarchy. But what these women don't understand is they're not actually being a matriarchy. They're just being a weaker patriarchy. And what a weaker patriarchy does is cause a weak culture, a weak society. And that's why we're seeing where we are today. And in this book that I read, it talks about, you know, whoever controls the men controls the culture. And I fully believe that. And I am all for society being a patriarchal society. Everything is that way inherently from beginning to end. It does not mean women are weak. It does not mean we are less value. Women and men are equal in value. It was Charles Spurgeon who once said, 6 feet of dirt makes all men equal. And that is entirely true. We all have equal value. We were all created in the image of God. We are all his children, but we are not equal in our responsibilities. We are not equal in our roles. We are not equal in our inherited nature. I served in the police over here as a detective for 12 years. Back in 2007, I went through the police academy and I look at it now and I'm like, I had a different set of physical, testing than my male colleagues. So I remember I could do push-ups on my knees, you know, to pass the test, but men were not allowed to do that. And now that I sort of look back at it, I'm like, wow, how condescending. And I think it's incredibly wrong. I actually look at the whole idea of women doing what men can do. And I'm like, I feel like a walking hypocrite because I was a police officer for 12 years and all these sort of things, but I guess that's a separate subject. But in saying that, and like you said, they want equity. They don't want equality. And they're going to twist and change reality in order to get that equity and in order to get that special privilege. And we just have to ask ourselves, when are we going to stop buying tickets to the circus? I mean, we can keep watching the clown show or we can just stop going. Eventually, the tent will be packed up and the circus will go home because they'll go, no one's coming to watch the show anymore. And I think we just have to sort of stop being afraid to, you know, tell the truth and stop buying those tickets.
Correct. And I want to talk more about this because of the equity thing. Ironically, why feminism fails, because it fails at the ability of actual physical limitation and also emotional capacity. And I really want to explain that because it's so vital. But obviously, remember, the Second Amendment isn't just your firearm. Speaking to the boys, if you want to be masculine And even if, let's say you have a wife that doesn't want to own a gun, first of all, stop being weak as a man. Like, well, my wife doesn't want to own a gun. Be a man. Go buy a firearm. Stop letting your wife control your family. Don't emasculate yourself and don't let your wife do it to you or your family. But also, even if your wife doesn't want to own one herself, maybe she doesn't, that's okay. Remember, you want her to have body armor. You want yourself to have body armor. You want your kids to have this, right? I love how they make it like an ad, like, oh, kids in Texas are wearing body armor. It's like, body armor is great. Everyone should own a set of it, specifically AR-500 armor. Because guys, we live in a violent world. Democrat policies are destroying this country every single day. And I know that Evelyn knows that and Sarah knows that. It's like, it's not just about having a gun. It's about being able to not get shot. There's a guy in the Bronx that just got shot even on a stray bullet. And, you know, our founding fathers, you know, with the ratification of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, there was a greater concern for freedom not seen as much today. And one of those laws that they want to return is the roots in the Second Amendment, where it's that you had this private ability. They even had private battleships back then were respected as a part to keep and bear arms. You know that? They had battleships. Yeah, you could literally have your own battleship. People understood it was important. Wow. And wearing body armor is part of that. You have your own battleship, the tool of liberty, second only to firearms of effective combat. Guns get tyrants and criminals neutralized. Body armor gets their bullets neutralized as well. That's, no one ever thinks about that. It's a fighting's about return of fire and also knowing how to receive it. Hopefully you never get shot with one on, but I've worn them throughout the riots. I have, you know, multiple types. I have the Kevlar. I have actual plates, level 4. I have different carriers, but, you know, AR-500 armor wants to equip American free men and women like you with powerful and affordable body armor. And girls, trust me, you don't know what to buy your husband stuff. No guy's going to get mad if you bought him a bulletproof vest. Gonna think it's cool. He's gonna take it, put it on, and share it with his friends. Maybe he'll just only wear the bulletproof vest for your honeymoon or something. If you're into that kind of stuff, maybe you can just wear it for him for your night too. Maybe for your spicy night. So protect yourself, your family, your kids, and make sure you pick up your body armor today. Go to ar500armor.com/a3. That's ar500armor.com/A and the number 3. ar500armor.com/a3. Make sure that you get your armor today.
In Australia, it's unlawful for citizens to purchase body armor. Just throwing that one out there.
I think,
how's
didn't
that?
Didn't New York also
they
make
tried
it,
to. They got
it
shot
didn't
down.
Pass. That's incredible to me that the government wants you to be completely defenseless. Just absolutely.
That's how you know it's not about firearms and safety.
Yeah.
Because that's a bulletproof vest is a safety device. It's so, literally for, I know Avi, when Avi Yemeni was in the riots, I found that out because I go, bro, he's like, I'm getting hit by the rubber bullets. And I go, put on a flak jacket, you dumbass. And then he was like, we can't get him here. And I was like, I try to send him one. I'm like, can I send it to you? He's like, it's illegal importation of arms if you send him like a flak jacket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of arms?
Yeah.
Like it's there.
That is incredible.
I did a search warrant once for a criminal. We found all these firearms, all these ammunitions, all these things that are unlawful here. He was a drug dealing pedophile, so I didn't feel so bad locking him up for those things. Yeah. But in saying that, he also had body armor. And when it went to court and when all the sentencing came through and the punishment came through, he got just as much of a sentencing for having the body armor as he did the ammunition and the firearm. That's how they see it, because they literally see it, as Elijah said, as like it's like an armed weapon type thing. It's insane the way that our legal system over here operates and how it has just got absolutely no protection for human beings at all, apart from like police, which obviously we saw how that went.
But that's the issue. I mean, before we even jump into this, is when men are not able to lead and women are trying to lead, what we're seeing now is the nanny state. Is like, you can't rely on your husband and you can't have the security there, and the husband can't rely on himself. He can't own a gun. He can't have body armor. Then who do you have to rely on? You have to rely on the state. And when the women are acting like women, then who do the kids rely on to raise them for their education? It's the state. And it's constantly about replacing men and women in their roles with the state. And if you ever been to the Department of Motor Vehicles, the state doesn't do a good job at literally anything. Like, they don't even do a good job at themselves. They're inconsistent. And they're intentionally, they ruin your life. They destroy you. You saw even too, that's why Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum is talking about the problem of people who live rural, because the whole point is, if you live rural, then you can't be plugged into the system and you can't be taken advantage of. You can't be taxed as heavily and you're less of an asset to the machine, to the government. They want you to be broken, fat, ugly, self-obsessed, mentally ill, sick. And of course, living in the city in your little cubicle, eating their processed food and seed oils. Like, that's the end point. It's not because they hate women or they hate men. They hate God and they hate the design that he made. And when we live in our design, we actually find success and health away from the government. It's true. And when we are not living in our roles, then we're controllable.
Yeah, you're completely right. And I want to go back and add to something that Evelyn pointed out, which I think it's great that that you're on right now while we're talking about this, Evelyn, because you mentioned that you are former law enforcement. And so Chad and I, Chad Prather, another host here at Blaze, Chad and I were talking just the other day on his show about the idea, you know, feminism, we all have to be equal. Women should be able to join the military, damn it. And now we have these women in the military. And when you really think about it, you know, I think people say you're not allowed to say this, Elijah, right? Because you're a man and it would be sexist for you to say this. Well, I'm saying it. If my husband was in combat in the military, I don't want a woman watching his back. I want a man watching his back because, as you pointed out, there are inherent differences in men and women. As Evelyn pointed out, the tests, the physical fitness tests, are different for women because we just don't have the muscle mass. We are not capable of creating the muscle mass that men are capable of creating. And so it's just, it's so absurd to me that you have even us women who are sitting here saying, yeah, who are you going to trust more to have your back in combat, a woman or a man? The obvious answer is a man, even to women, yet they just, they're not capable of processing that and just letting it go. And by the way, don't get me started on how much I will never forgive them if they ever add us to the draft, because I'm not going.
Evelyn?
Yeah, look, as Sarah mentioned, I served law enforcement. I'm a walking hypocrite, basically. But, you know, I did end up specializing in child sex crimes in Australia as a detective, and I sort of went down that route. And I am very skilled and very trained. If someone came at me, I could probably flatten them on their backside. That's true, but that's with a lot of training. But to be honest, there have been a lot of situations in my job. I remember a guy had me around the throat, up against a fence, picked me up, feet dangling. And I couldn't, there was nothing I could do. I was physically incapable. And it was only by the grace of God that a man walked past and could actually come and help me that I'm still alive today. I've had my nose shattered, my eye socket shattered. I've had all these things happen as a result of what I've done. And, you know, I feel like I've handled myself, but the only reason I've been able to handle myself is because I am aware of my capabilities and of my weaknesses as a woman. And unfortunately, you get a lot of women who have this chip on their shoulder who think that they can be these big butch heroes and go out there, and they put themselves in situations that are very dangerous. And they don't only endanger themselves by doing that, they endanger the public and they endanger their partner and other police officers. And I remember as a police officer, when I would get assigned back early days in my career when I was in uniform, if I was assigned with a female, I'd be like, oh, great. And every time I would go to a domestic or something that was quite violent, I would want another car there backing me up, because I thought to myself, if push comes to shove, I'm 5'5" and I'm like 60 kilos after eating a big meal. Like, I am a small woman and there's another small woman and there's these big Islander men coming at us. I'm like, come on, we've got to be real about it. You can be smart, you can outsmart criminals, but you have to understand your capabilities. And so that's my honest, you know, experience through the police, is that I hated working with female partners because I never felt as safe. And people might hate me for that, but that's how I felt. And I know a lot of other women in the police feel that way. But, you know, I think that women in the military and women in the police who are successful and who are good at their jobs are the ones that recognizes the inherent differences between men and women. And it's the women who can't identify the differences that put everybody at risk and put everybody in a dangerous situation. I think that things need to reform, things need to change. And while ever women are trying to, you know, play the same game as men, we're only going to keep regressing as a society. If we're going to war, like Sarah said, like, you know, if you think about, do you want an all women army fighting against?
Absolutely not.
You know, some, you know, like, I want men, just like
call the women's,
you know,
march.
It's almost like, it's almost taboo. You're not even allowed to say, I would prefer women to be school teachers. I think there's a great place for men as school teachers, you know, in certain things. But, you know, just, I think that we got to stop, you know, conforming to these gender, oh, we can't talk about that. And like you mentioned as well, Sarah, before, how men aren't allowed to talk about certain things, like abortion, for example, or you don't have a uterus, you can't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'd like to say to the women out there, okay, well, you can't be conscripted, you can't be drafted, so you don't get to ever talk about politics or have a vote. How's that for equality?
Yeah, I was going to say real fast, though, same thing too. You know, men gave you the right to vote. You didn't have anything involved with that. Your name wasn't on that list. So don't give me, if we want to take it away, we should be able to take away your right to vote too, which I actually don't think women should vote. I honestly don't think so. I think it should be men 35 to 65. And I think if you're married, then you can have two votes. I always thought about that, but you should agree together. But I don't even think I should vote. And I just want to say that to people that get mad at me when I say that. I think as a 29-year-old who doesn't own property, yeah, I shouldn't be allowed to vote personally.
I'm with you on that one. I think that you should own property in order to be able to get a vote. And I think that if you're getting tax money back, if you're getting more back than you're putting in the system, I also don't think that you should have the right to vote because it's a conflict of interest.
At the very least, yeah, if you're not going to even gender specify it, at least make it a property ownership issue.
100%.
Or at the very least, to having kids, like two kids or something like that.
Right.
So there's some way you earned your ability to, like, you worked hard. You don't just sit here and take out the system. And you're 18 years old, you can't rent a car, but you can choose the president.
And if you are receiving government benefits, I don't think that you should get a vote as well. Correct. Because again, it's a conflict of interest. I think that it sums up very succinctly the conversation that we're having to just say that men and women, we were meant to complement each other, not replace each other. I could never replace the role of my husband. He could never replace the role of me. And, you know, I just think that it's just really sad when you see these people trying, you know, these women that are trying to get to the top so they can do what the men do and vice versa, when it's like, that's not at all how we're supposed to be doing this. We both have our roles and they complement each other and they synchronize together. I'm not supposed to replace you.
But let me bring this up though. This is where we're getting weird. I think we were really early on this show. We keep getting really early to things, which I'm happy about.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, we get early. So like a couple of years ago, I think back in like 2019, we started this like that, hey, we're not going to stop till everyone's disabled. You've heard this mentioned on the show before. We've been talking about it for years. Well, it turns out like it's not just men replacing women, women replacing men. Literally, men are winning all the women's awards, mm-hmm, and women are becoming the leaders, and they're, you know, they're the scientists. They're all the things they're not naturally involved in. It's like trying to, you know, convince autistic people that they want to be podcast hosts. I don't know when we started doing that. That caught on too. But the new Spider-Man is out, and not only is the new Spider-Man a lesbian woman, but the new Spider-Man's also disabled and shoots webs out of her crutches. This is not a joke. Do we have that? Just like,
this
me bring
is not
that
real.
Yeah, this is the new Spider-Verse. Is a disabled lesbian.
That's her wheelchair on her back as well.
Oh no!
Like, she strapped her wheelchair to her back with her webs.
Oh,
if you look at the
my
first picture,
God. This is so embarrassing.
I'm disappointed so that she's white, though. I mean, they just missed it, didn't they?
It's true.
I know, and it's not trans. It should have been a trans black woman, disabled. Like, but I mean, like, this is where it's crazy, where when you think of the hero archetype, it's like they can't even let a hero in fiction apply any reality to anything, to the fact that they've taken these ideas. And this is where their ideas are about men and women. They're literally in a made up reality and universe. It's like if you're in a wheelchair people are still fighting for ramps on the sidewalks. Like, saving people swinging from buildings is one way around, you know, not having an accessible exit. Just shoot your little webs out and like pull yourself into the local Applebee's or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, it's gotten to the point of nonsense where they can't even keep up with their own shenanigans. But the real world consequences, this is what I want to talk about. I want to play this video. The real world consequences is that we suffer. And we suffer because already of low morale and diversity requirements. If you saw in the United Kingdom, their main, I think the director of hiring for or recruiting resigned because they're having trouble meeting quotas because they don't want them hiring any straight white men anymore for the military, for the Royal Air Force. They want them hiring women and minorities. And it's been proven that the minorities in the UK want benefits, but they don't want to fight for the nation. Mm. It's not like the United States where we're like super, you know, integrated with different, like Hispanics serve or different people. Literally, it's just, they don't want to serve. They want to take from the system. But I found out in the United States, the same thing. Our Air Force is down 1,900 pilots, mm-hmm, 1,900 pilots because of the diversity quotas, vaccine issues, and also the loss of morale of feminizing the military. It's no longer a masculine thing. And I want to say the real problem is in jobs that we rely on, in real things, just like how green energy affects our day-to-day in gas prices and things, it actually hurts our wallet. When we don't have people and men to fill their roles, when we don't have women, we have two problems right now. We can't staff our difficult, tradey jobs, and we're having problems and backlogs from construction all the way down to paving roads, and we're having population issues, not just related to the experimental jabs, but also because women are having less children now than ever, and it's also leading to immigration problems because then they're replacing them with immigrants. Look at this video. It went viral, by the way. I found it, and we're like 5.something million views. I didn't share it. Video one. You can just bring it on the screen. I think this is a video that, yeah, I found this video on TikTok. It was like no views. And if you're one of our blind viewers, remember this is an audio only podcast and you can get Apple iTunes, Spotify, and leave a 5-star review. We'll read it at the end. I'm looking at this, and as a man, out of respect, I'm going, damn, these are the roughnecks. This is hard work. And these guys probably make bank. Honestly, they probably are like situational workers or like seasonal, where like, I'm sure they go on the rigs or they do different things. And these guys are muddy and they're covered in soot. I'm sure these are some sort of like hydraulic pumps or something. I probably sound retarded to whoever does this, but I'm looking at this and I'm going, it is dangerous. It is taking brute force. I mean, it is clearly hot. The guy's got his shirt off. It's a messy situation, and the probably long-term physical health problems, lungs and body, are places I don't even want to know what this company pays for workman's comp. Mm. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, I didn't see one comment of any feminists saying, where's our ability to do this? Mm. When I walk down the street, when I see roofers, I don't see the women roofers. I mean, some of them do exist. This is what I mean. There's some that would exist. I'm sure there's a woman that does this, but where's the fight for this? Why? There's no fight, because what they really want is they want to recreate a world that doesn't exist, where women get all the same benefits of men, but they're not required to have the same responsibilities, mm-hmm. and that they change where they make money so that you get paid the same amount for just typing something on a computer. And yeah, I'm a podcast host. I'm a little bitch. I don't really care. I'm not claiming that I am these men, and I don't want that, because I understand that there is a difference of personality in people that they're denying. And women are realizing it's actually dismantling society, because mm-hmm. now our focus is on the wrong things. And I want to end with this point. It's not just the jobs that's the problem. It's now when women's issues, when not taking into account the emotional place that they're in or where they're at, our country is more concerned about declaring racism a health crisis than actually health crises, like the crime that's going on in the streets. We start caring about gender and feelings and emotions rather than the economy, our economic output, GDP. How about just keeping crime in our cities safe? It's all about the perception as we move into the metaverse and the alternate reality rather than what's down to earth. And men that are honest, it's offensive, it's racist, it's sexist. Unfortunately, being racist and sexist sometimes in today's culture is means saying the bloody truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really sad too, because you pointed out our military. You find out really quickly how scary it is when your country is more focused on diversity and inclusion than they are in making sure that they are building a strong military. I mean, look at what's going on in the world right now. You have Russia and Ukraine, and then you have China, who's just like waiting for an excuse to invade Taiwan. And I mean, I have to imagine every day I read a story about what's going on in the United States military, whether it's them, as you pointed out, firing all of their unvaccinated military members, or it's the LGBTQIA+S inclusion meetings that they're having, rather than focusing on creating a workforce that is built of strong men. And I look at this and I'm like, China has to be laughing their asses off right now, watching what we are making more important. You saw the ads for the military not that long ago, that it was like a lesbian who was talking about how she was like really glad that she worked there because they were inclusive. And it's like, guys, this is a real world thing that we have to have correct in the event that something around the world happens, and it happens quickly. And if it does, we're completely
Evelyn.
Yeah, a world where you basically have quota over quality is always going to end in disaster. And that's, I saw it like in policing. Every single year, the recruits that came through had less quality than the year before. And it's because it was based on quota. Did you check all of these boxes on the list? Oh, sorry, you're not woke enough. You're not part of this community. We're not going to let you in, even though you're very capable of doing this. And it's really sad. And that's why, yeah, like Sarah mentioned, like we're the laughing stock of the world, like, and they deliberately want to weaken our military forces and all of these other sorts of things because, you know, that's how you gain control. Now, I wanted to just mention something quickly that I think we brushed over with that spider woman wheelchair thing. I wanted to just quickly, I'm going to bring it up and then I'll keep talking about this other thing. I think it's quite sociopathic, is it? Don't you think that these people pin up these disabled people, whether it be Down syndrome, whether it be wheelchair bound, all of this, right? They pin them up as these heroes. They pin them up as these people who are like, we should sympathize with them. We should relate to them. We should make them feel like they have a place in society. And then the very next day, they're on the streets cheering for abortion, saying, yeah, let's kill all the Down syndrome babies. Let's label it a disease. Let's, women have the right to abort these things. It's like, well, didn't you just say they were heroes yesterday? Make up your mind, you sociopath. Anyway, mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to say. But I also wanted to touch on what Elijah said about these trades. The video that you show with these men, they're tradesmen, they're strong men. And you're right, women aren't fighting for that because women could not do that. I'm sorry, I don't think there's any woman who could or would want to do what the video was just showing then. But I don't think it's just a matter of women not speaking up. I also think it's this cultural thing where we've convinced men that being a tradie is somehow less than being a man with a business degree. And I think it's really regressive. We've convinced our young boys that they need to be academics instead of being young men who are affluent in society. I mean, tradies are probably the most important people that we have. They are the builders of our nations. They are the people who build it from the ground up, whether that be practically or whether that be metaphorically. But tradesmen are a dying breed, not only because we're having less children, we're importing immigrants, everything you said, but also because we're convincing men that they're less if that's what they do. They should go and do gender studies and then be on welfare for the rest of their life, as opposed to leaving school at 15, becoming a tradesman and being on a 100,000K salary by the time they reach 18. That's impressive. That's honorable, and that's something we should be lifting up. But unfortunately, culturally speaking, we say that it's not good enough that men just become trades. And I think that's something we need to change in our culture. Mm-hmm. And it's something we definitely need to shift in order for our young boys to have purpose and to get their hands onto something that they can build and to provide for their families. And we need to, you know, get out of this idea that unless they have a piece of paper that says they've got a degree, they're not a real man.
Yeah, and I think I heard right now in the studio while you guys were talking, the star of the next Spider-Man movie, Madison, is here. And instead of shooting webs out, she shoots confetti of cut. Like she shoots confetti of color out of her wrist. It's really cool though too, because she's a cripple and she's black. So
that's inclusive. Great job.
We're really happy about this, guys. Madison, yeah, Madison's coming in hot. I do want to say this. Speaking of masculinity, you guys. So maybe you know a little bit about testosterone and the problems in the country. Sarah, I told you, like, I went and I got my levels checked and I thought they were low. Found out they were normal for our society because overall levels are half of what they were. Yeah, I saw the chart range and I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, I thought I had a problem. He goes, oh, no, this is like you're fine. You're doing great.
According
to today's, we're down like by 50% naturally of testosterone. It's that crazy. And I was like, can I get testosterone shots? He's like, no, insurance would never cover this because you're considered high testosterone for our culture. I know, it's crazy. But if you're feeling a little less like your old self, you don't have time to work out, but you wanted the energy and body you once had, you discovered Nugenics and you felt revived. Honestly, this is going to be your life because I was like, oh, cool. Okay, here's Nugenics. Like, here's a natural way. Insurance won't cover the shots. Here's an unnatural way to actually do this. So this could be your life. You know, if you're working out like you used to, maybe you feel like you just can't get in shape. It's not your fault. As men age, our body naturally loses free testosterone and the things we eat, a lot of reasons. The man hormone, it happens to every man and can make it more difficult to stay in shape, be energetic, active, etc. Now, if you want more energy to counter the negative physical effects of aging, Nugenics Total T Testosterone Booster with Testofen will help you turn back the clock, re-energize your workouts, get you better results at the gym, and help you look real and feel like the man that you really want to be. Nugenics Total T contains man-boosting key ingredients like Testofen. It has been validated in 5 clinical studies, shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. Nugenics Total T is the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, and Nugenics Total T can help re-energize your life and help you get back the powerful, confident, good-looking warrior you used to be. Right now, get a complimentary bottle of Nugenics Total T when you text offensive, OFFENSIVE to 231231. Text now and get a bottle of Eugenics Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text offensive, OFFENSIVE to 231231. Text offensive to 231231. I do mean this with the emasculation, though, of men, you know, being that there is this sort of push to target them at a young age. If we can put video two on the screen without music, just bring it up. There's, you know, this like,
what is that?
I don't know what that is, but but you know, you see these like little, this got to be Europeans right there. But there's like this provocative dancer in public, and this kid is like, I don't know what's going on here, but I meant like giving kids an unhealthy. It's got to be a trans.
So that's a trans.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you're like at that age, you should not be even exposed to that, and that should be illegal as an adult to expose yourself like that to a child.
You should get the death penalty.
Correct. Like, no, absolutely. I do want to bring this up. You know, when it comes to the lie of feminism, the lie is that in the end, you end up unhappy. You end up in this position where you're not. And I know this because I used to battle depression, and I went through the list, guys. Listen, I went through SSRIs. I got therapy. When I say therapy is cringe and gay, I mean that. Like, because it's, what the hell are you doing? You know, if you're a gentleman, I've always held that. Oh, I need therapy. No, you don't. You don't need to wallow. You need to learn to, what do I learn from what I went through? How do I improve? What steps do I need to take? Stop being a little bitch, go to the gym, lift some weights, stop being weird, learn to take control of yourself, read a damn book, do something to improve yourself, start taking the steps, because the only reason why you're depressed or confused is because you're living in a world where there's no foundation. So start building that foundation. And it's crazy. It's this thing you can call Google and start looking and reading and understanding who's out there. Go buy one of Rollo Tomasi's books and start figuring this out, and you start moving. It's a little bit more difficult, though, I believe, in some ways, for a woman to be a real woman, because the way the economy has been set up and the devaluation of the dollar to try to make it impossible for a family to survive without a dual income. Mm-hmm. But that's the lie, because they make you think that you have to live in the city because that's the only way and only place you can work. It is a trap that we have to break out of. And so this is where I wanted to ask this. You know, number one, on the side of the men, ladies, what do you feel like for the men that are out here, that they want to be masculine, they want to be masculinized. I don't know what the word is, the opposite of emasculated. They want to be encouraged by women. They want to take control of their lives. What is it that you feel like a men are not doing in society in general, or you see as a problem as women who, you know, you have men, whatever your lives are, what can men do to improve, like practical ways? And what does a masculine man look like to you?
Well, I mean, this might be controversial, I'm not sure, but I think that a lot of men surround themselves with the wrong women, whether it be their mothers who are constantly emasculating them and doing everything for them and not allowing them to take on the responsibilities for themselves, whether it be their girlfriends, their wives. They are living in a constant state of being emasculated, and they don't do anything to change that, perhaps because they enjoy the comfort and some might say laziness of just sitting around while everyone just lives his life for him. So with that being said, I would say the opposite would be true. First of all, in order to become more masculine, you should take Elijah's Nugenics Total T.
Literally. There you go. Nugenics and get your makeup, Beauty by Sarah.
American Beauty by
American
Sarah.
Well, yeah, but it's so assumed. AmericanBeautyBySarah.com, right?
AmericanBeautyBySarah.com. No offense to Evelyn.
Yeah.
I just think like you need to take control of your own life. You need to, don't worry about what the feminists in your life are saying, or the women who are holding your back are saying, and become the way that God designed you to be. You know, you feel these things innately because it's supposed to be the way that you're living. And I would say, don't fight those urges anymore. Like Elijah said, go to the gym, get fit. Get a gun, like start doing the things that, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a coincidence that young boys, you know, I think that this is so fun, a cute little story, but also kind of sad that one of my cousins, she didn't want her son around any kind of guns, around any toy guns. He wasn't allowed to have toy guns at the house. And so he never was allowed to be around any sort of gun looking object. What did he do? He went out to the playground, he found two sticks, he put them together and he formed a gun and he played with it, because that's just inherent in boys. And so I think that there are a lot of, you know, men find themselves being very depressed all the time because they're living a life in which they were not designed to live. And if they just get rid of the baggage, make sure that they are surrounding themselves, not with just good women who want to lift them up and who want to help them live the life that God designed them to live, but also around good men, surround themselves with other men who you want to be like, because you will take on the characteristics of the men around you. That's just kind of how it is. And so I think that you have to look very closely at who you're surrounding yourself with and also your daily habits. And I think that they can make really positive changes.
Evelyn?
Yeah, I agree with Sarah, especially on what she said at the end there. You know, it says in the Bible, bad company corrupts good morals. So you have to be really careful with who you're investing your time with, because you do become who you hang out with. And so I think it's crucial for boys to surround themselves with other great men. And unfortunately, society views that as homosexual. And I think that there's an incredible lack of brotherhood and that camaraderie that men form together. Groups of strong men together are incredibly important for a good and proper functioning society. I think men without purpose are dangerous. I think that they're a danger to themselves, which is why men have a higher suicide rate, because they lack purpose. And they're also a danger to society when they lack purpose. I think men should be violent, not violent to their loved ones or to their family, but they should present as some form of violence to anybody who would dare touch or tamper or harm their loved ones and their family. And unfortunately, the way that culture is sort of designed and how it's shifted, it's moved men away from that and it's emasculated men. So they have lost their purpose and they have lost things. And I think as well, if you look at, I guess, modern technologies, modern society, everything's a little bit easier. I mean, the video that you showed before is obviously one of the, you know, the more extreme occupations that men do. But historically speaking, men would spend all day out in the fields, plowing, harvesting, cultivating, hunting, gathering. They would be with other men doing the same sort of things. And now men can just sort of sit somewhere and push a button. And so we've lost a lot of purpose. And I think while ever men don't have a purpose and a purpose grounded in Christ, that we're always going to have a society that doesn't quite fit and doesn't quite suit. And so I think what we need to do and how we need to encourage our men is to be a man first and foremost. Be a man. And be a man with purpose and purposed in Christ. And then be a good husband. And then be a good father. You cannot be a good husband and you cannot be a good father. Being a man comes first. And I think that's something we need to encourage in our men. And I think as well, we need to stop as women. We need to stop hating the idea of being a helper to the men in our lives, because it's such an honor. It's such an honor and such a gift and such a joy to support a strong man. I don't want to have to be the one who's there with a vision, who's there making all the plans and aspirations. It's like, I want a strong man who has a vision and I want to support that vision of his and be a helper. And I want us together to go forward under his headship as a man. And I think that as women, that's something we need to do for our men in order for them to have that purpose. Mm-hmm. Let them be a man and let them have purpose.
I agree. And I think that the most important part about that is that's why people, when they go, oh, you know, your wife doesn't work. And I go, I don't want her to, actually. Right. And I want to encourage, you know, with men, is that part of the way that women can figure out, you know, rediscover who they are is by creating that environment for them. It's and also accepting a lifestyle to where you think what's important. Is it important to put your kids in private school? Do you need to live in the city? How is your work? Do you really need your wife to work full time? Can you have a cool job like Sarah where you can still be a parent because you have different hours and it works well with your children, with school and different things? What do you want? But what kind of life do you want? And I'm on the boat with this. I mean, the last few years for me have been bloody difficult. And for many of you too, living all around the world. And, you know, we've tried and we've failed and we've made mistakes and we've lived in fear or we've caused problems or we've blown our lives up through our own bad choices, whatever it is. Maybe you just gained weight and you feel lethargic. The understanding is that we can improve, that we can do better. I do want to remind you guys too that, you know, we do have a clips channel for the show where you can actually get clips. If you don't want to make it through the whole podcast, it's nice to share it. You can click the links in the description and you can also follow our other channel, Messy Christianity, which is going to be talking about their podcast, talking more about faith-based stuff as I journey to learn more about real Christians and people who are trying to live out their faith and make an impact in the world, live as men and women. When I myself have just like not, you know, not really had a good time like following a lot of things in the Bible. I'm trying to get back to that, and I want to get back to a better place. I want to learn from people. Make sure you do that. Before we close it out, guys, remember though that if in these times, it is so important to diversify your retirement savings with precious metals. And Birch Gold has always been such a great option for all of you guys. But over the past year, many of you told me that you would like to buy small increments of gold and silver that's outside of the retirement accounts. So obviously today I figured this out, and it's through Bullion Max, and they're going to ship gold and silver in any denomination directly to your door for you to hold at your home in your own safe. Now you can buy directly from Bullion Max's website without talking to a salesperson, and your fully insured precious metals order is shipped directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and to help you get started, I worked out a special offer with them just for you. Amazing stuff. Get Bullion Max's silver starter kit at employee pricing right now at bullionmax.com/offensive. That's bullionmax.com/offensive. That's bullionmax.com/offensive. The kit includes five of the most desirable silver products to invest in, including the American Eagle and silver Australian kangaroo, because we've got to represent both Sarah and Evelyn here. The offer is limited to just one per household, so get yours now. Go to bullionmax.com/offensive, bullionmax.com/offensive, bullionmax.com/offensive. To my guests today, this conversation is ongoing. We can have plenty of more conversations about gender and the reality of this. But Sarah, besides the fact with your spicy bitch hat, which I do love, someone attacked you, you turned it into profit. That's what the Proverbs 31 says. I'm not sure Jesus said there's a verse that says that ye go forth and, you know, and she made spicy bitch hats for her family, right, and raised income. But it's like, but it's meaning like, cause you're a woman doesn't mean you don't know how to make money. It's actually like she made tapestries and she sold them in the place. If people want to get your support, you know, stuff. American Beauty by Sarah or your hat, how can they support you?
We've got tumblers over there as well. This one says hashtag not wine, but who knows? It I don't know. Is. It depends on the day. You can find that at shopsarahg.com, and there's no H in Sarah. And then as Elijah pointed out, AmericanBeautyBySarah.com. I am wearing Babe Lincoln today in my lip shade, which you can find over there.
And you can follow her. All the links in the description. You can literally find everything about her. And Evelyn Ray, thank you so much for coming all the way from Australia. I know it's like 6 a.m.
We just say like, Evelyn, I can't, you're so beautiful, but I can't believe I don't look like that at this hour in America that you do at that early hour in Australia.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say it's because of your makeup, but I haven't actually got it, so I'm not going to say that. But I do want it. I thank you for your compliments. I assure you, it took a long time and a heavy shotgun to put the makeup on to make me look like this. But it is very early, but I'm an early person living on a farm, so it is no trouble at all. And I'm really grateful that I could come on with both of you.
We're grateful. Where can people find you and follow your work? Any website? Any social media?
Yeah, so you can find me at cauldronpool.com. It's C-A-L-D-R-O-N, pool.com. That's where I put all my authored works. I also host a weekly show for Cauldron Pool, a podcast, video, audio. All the links are on that website as well. And you can find me on all social media accounts. I'm heavily shadow banned, so you might have to go searching, but I am there. So that would be great if you guys could join on for the journey online, which is always very entertaining.
Evelyn and Sarah, thank you so much. Just real quickly before we wrap up, guys, the new movie I helped co-produce is coming out this Friday. Pre-order it. Uncle Tom 2. It's all about the Marxist takeover of race and everything, how they've destroyed us. They've literally used the Black community as a testing ground to infiltrate through the churches, through everything, to remove their culture, their identity, and to make them chaotic, government-controlled people that rely on them for handouts and kill each other. I mean, this is not a joke. And they're doing it to the whole country. They're doing it to everybody, to every race, to our genders. They're systematically actually coming in and destroying us to create this global controlled order. If you go to UncleTom.com, I asked them if I can get you guys a discount for it because it's that good. And so they'll give you 30% off if you put my name in, Elijah. It's just E-L-I-J-A-H at UncleTom.com. I was like, please, please, please hook it up for my slightly offensive, my SOBs. And I'm telling you, this is a red pill movie. It's so good. It's not just a follow-up to the original movie, but Uncle Tom, so much money and time was put into this. It's multiple years in the making. It's got so many big names involved in the movie. And it's just something that is beyond worth your time. And the sound, the score, the original scoring is so beautiful. The music is well done. It's the highest quality movie you'll ever watch. Go to UncleTom.com, type in my name, download it, share it with friends. Red pill people, have a movie night. Want to be masculine or feminine? Create a movie night with your, this is acceptable. I'd say probably for like 12 and older, and you'd probably enjoy it 14 and older, unless your kid's really into history and life. But it's that good. It's the whole family can watch. It's intense. It's difficult to watch, but it'll really open up your eyes. Make sure you put in my name anyway. Again, make sure you follow us on social media and leave a review. Do we have a review today? Real fast to read as we wrap up. 5-star review, hopefully. We're going to read this one on the screen. From Autoimmune said, the association of increased childhood with increased autoimmune disease is more likely due to all that up the immune system to attack in a non-focused generalized fashion and much less likely related to decreased environmental dirt as people still do remain exposed to plenty of low-level pathogens over the years despite improved hygiene. Yes, we're finding out these things aren't that good. Anyway, thank you so much again to my guests. Have a great rest of the week. For Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, I'm Elijah Schaefer. Have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.